Welcome to the Dr. John Day Show, a cardiologist's guide to real food, real living, and real happiness. Are you struggling with losing weight, fatigue, depression, or conditions that have you on medications? Is your health good, but heart disease or cancer run in your family? Most medical conditions are reversible or preventable. There is a better way to live. Let Dr. Day help you to feel younger today.
Hi, this is Dr. John Day of the Dr. John Day Show. Welcome to our podcast. Our topic today is the top 10 benefits of dark chocolate. But before we jump in, the usual three things that my lawyer wants me to cover. Number one, on this show, we share general information. There is no medical advice. Number two, listening to this podcast does not create a doctor-patient relationship. And number three, do not self-diagnose, treat, or anything like it based on what you hear on this show. So let's cover the top 10 benefits of dark chocolate. Did you know that chocolate could improve your cognitive function and increase your chances of winning the Nobel Prize? Sounds strange, but these were the conclusions of a study published in the most prestigious medical journal, the New England Journal of Medicine. And if you want a link to this study, just log on to my website, drjohnday.com, and by clicking on this blog, there is a link to the study. As a recovering sugar addict, my new vice is dark chocolate. I especially like it with almonds. The darker the chocolate, the better. Fortunately for me, and for those of you who also share this same love of dark chocolate, there are literally hundreds and hundreds of medical studies supporting the idea that dark chocolate, when taken in moderation, can be a healthy vice. In this article, I will discuss the pros and cons of dark chocolate and health. So I guess the first question would be is, which dark chocolate is best? The higher the percentage of the cacao, the better. To have any health benefits, dark chocolate needs to be at least 60% cacao, ideally 70% or higher. Unfortunately, milk chocolate is just not that good for you, as the cacao percentage is very low and it contains mostly sugar. Likewise, there are no health benefits from white chocolate. Remember that chocolate is high in calories, and even dark chocolate with its halo effect does have added sugar. Read the dark chocolate labels closely, as the World Health Organization has recommended that the safe daily intake of sugar is approximately 25 grams each day. That works out to be about 6 teaspoons of sugar, which really isn't too much when you consider a 12-ounce can of Coke has 39 grams of sugar. So the key is to only eat dark chocolate in moderation. If you eat dark chocolate with caramel or other candy-like ingredients, then guess what? It really just becomes candy, and you are probably doing, actually, I can say you are doing more harm than good. Again, check the labels of dark chocolate with peanut butter or other fillings, as they may contain trans fats, which can be deadly to the heart. If you're going to eat dark chocolate, eat a pure form of it. So, what quantity of dark chocolate is considered moderate? 1 square of a bar, or about 1 ounce per day, this is definitely not the whole bar, could be considered moderate. In fact, in a study of nearly 20,000 people, there was a 39% reduction in heart attacks and strokes with dark chocolate consumption. In this study, participants ate an average of about 1 square of a dark chocolate bar each day. Naturally, when you hear a study like this, the question arises, what other factors may have been adjusted in the study population that could have contributed to this outcome? This is always the challenge of doing clinical research. For now, I'm hoping that the dark chocolate was the central factor. If you want to read more about this study, once again, go onto my website, click on this blog, and there's a link to this study. If you like dark chocolate-covered almonds, 1 ounce of dark chocolate is somewhere in the range of about 8 to 12 pieces per day. This is where I struggle. it is a challenge for me to stay within the framework that I need to. The thing that keeps me honest is a food journal. I record each chocolate almond that I eat. I know it's a pain, but if I didn't, I'd be likely to eat the whole bag. So is dark chocolate really healthy? This study, which links dark chocolate consumption to decreasing your risk of heart attack and stroke reduction, adds to a growing body of evidence that dark chocolate, once again, when eaten in moderation, may indeed be heart healthy. Below are the additional benefits of dark chocolate based on medical studies. Number one, as we've covered, dark chocolate decreases your chance of cardiovascular disease by 39%, as we've already discussed in this article. Number two, dark chocolate decreases your blood pressure by about 1 to 3 millimeters of mercury. Not much, but there is some slight reduction with dark chocolate. Number three, dark chocolate is very high in antioxidants. Number four, dark chocolate improves arterial blood flow, and it may help to prevent plaque buildup within the arteries. Number five, dark chocolate has a mild beneficial effect on cholesterol. Number six, dark chocolate has a reasonable amount of protein, fiber, magnesium, iron, and zinc. Once again, that's protein, fiber, magnesium, iron, and zinc. And that's, you know, there's a fair amount of that in dark chocolate. Number seven, dark chocolate may enhance mood and cognitive function. Number eight, dark chocolate may help to keep your weight in check. Seems strange, but there are actually studies that show that chocolate eaters do, at least as long as it's dark chocolate, seem to do a little bit better with keeping their weight in check. Number nine, dark chocolate may be anti-inflammatory. And number 10, dark chocolate may increase your happiness. So based on these 10 reasons, which I just went through, and I'll quickly review them for you. It decreases your risk of heart attack and stroke by 39%. There's a slight blood pressure lowering. Number three, you get a lot of antioxidants. Number four, it helps the arteries throughout your body. Number five, slight benefit on cholesterol. Six, you get protein, fiber, magnesium, iron, and zinc. Seven, it may enhance your mood and actually the cognitive function of your brain. Eight, it may help to keep your weight in check. Nine, it may be anti-inflammatory. And 10, it may increase your happiness. So based on these 10 things, should you start eating dark chocolate for health reasons alone? Well, I would not recommend eating dark chocolate just for its health benefits. For example, fruits and vegetables are packed with much more nutrition than dark chocolate. However, if you have a sweet tooth, or you may be a chocoholic, then having some dark chocolate in moderation can be a relatively guilt-free treat. Because I still experience strong sugar cravings and am surrounded by sugary treats, seems like everywhere I go, eating dark chocolate is a compromise that helps me to avoid giving in to less healthy alternatives. And I must admit, this is really a work in progress, and I'm sharing openly with you that this is where I currently am in my journey of sugar addiction recovery. I am finding the healthiest ways to make this work in my current daily environment is that, you know, I take a little bit of dark chocolate. My ideal is to eliminate these cravings altogether. If I could just give up any form of sugar, including dark chocolate, I know that I could release these cravings altogether. And this is something that I did experience when I've lived in Asian communities such as Taiwan in the late 1980s and China's Longevity Village in 2012 and 2013, when I really didn't have access to any treats or any sugar, flour, anything like that. So what are the potential risks of dark chocolate? We talked about the benefits. What are the risks? Well, unfortunately, dark chocolate is not risk-free. Despite the benefits of dark chocolate, here is my list of potential health concerns with dark chocolate. Number one, it's high in calories and it does contain added sugar. Ideally, you can find a dark chocolate that is very dark with minimal sugar. Number two, Dark chocolate, or basically any form of chocolate, is highly addictive. Number three, there's a lot of caffeine in it. And for many of my patients, caffeine can trigger palpitations or other heart rhythm problems. If caffeine triggers palpitations for you, you should probably avoid this also. In addition, the caffeine from dark chocolate, it could impair your sleep quality. And with regards to dark chocolate and sleep, I personally have a strict rule in that I never have any dark chocolate after noon each day. And as long as I don't have any chocolate after 12 p.m., I find that I'm able to sleep just fine at night. What's the science behind it? Well, it takes about 4 to 6 hours for half of the caffeine to get out of your body, or a single half-life. Thus, if your bedtime is, say, 10 p.m., like mine, and you have some dark chocolate at 12 p.m., then you can do the math. That's about two half-lives. So about 25% of the caffeine will still be in your body when it's 10 o'clock and time to sleep. Number four, so increased risk of kidney stones. Number five, increased risk of acid reflux. And if you suffer from kidney stones or acid reflux, it would probably be best to minimize or avoid dark chocolate as well. So the five risks, there's number one, high in calories and sugar. Two, addictive. Number three, caffeine. Number four, kidney stones. Number five, acid reflux. So based on all this, let me give you my three dark chocolate rules. In order to help me manage dark chocolate, let me share with you my three rules. And these three rules, many of my patients have found that these rules are very helpful to them as well. So number one, limit the amount. As dark chocolate is so addictive, it is absolutely critical to eat this only in moderation. Read the labels carefully. In general, if you ensure that you never take in more than 25 grams of added sugar from any source, then your dark chocolate consumption will probably be very reasonable and moderate. Number two, the darker the chocolate, the better. Go for the real dark chocolate. The higher the percentage of cacao, the better. Personally, my favorite is 80%. Number three, use dark chocolate to replace unhealthy sweets in your diet. Probably the best use of dark chocolate is when it is used to replace unhealthy sweets in your diet. Dark chocolate can be particularly effective when you are in a situation where you are surrounded by tasty sweets. A little bit of dark chocolate can enable you to resist other foods that are more harmful to your body. So I hope you found this very interesting, and let me know what you think. Do you agree? Are there enough compelling reasons to eat dark chocolate? How do you manage dark chocolate? Drop me a line. Let me know if you wouldn't mind going on to iTunes and leaving us a rating. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.